Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit today with a lot of different important people, and we're about to start a new one with our good friend Phyllis Martin. Phyllis is the author of Word Watchers Handbook. She's also the author of Return to Chipping Sodbury, two totally different books. Phyllis is our Word Watcher. She's our good friend. She's in Renaissance, ladies and gentlemen. She's a talk show host. She's a columnist. She's a human resource expert. She is one of the smartest people I know. Phyllis Martin, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, and I'm a mother, too, and had a great day yesterday.
You are a mother. Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Well, happy birthday to you, Jim.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that.
You want to hear what you really are?
Oh, well, now this is a family show, Phyllis.
Oh, I know that. Oh, well, I'm not going to even point out that Taurus, the sign, is the bull. But
yeah, I am a Taurus, no question about that.
You are a doer, not a dreamer, it says.
A doer, not a dreamer. All right. I'll take that.
Strong of will. You are lovable and mild.
And huggable, too. Don't forget that.
And slow to anger. But when too far pressed, no other knows a fury quite so wild.
Okay.
I'm reading this from your...
from my horoscope?
Yeah. Your staunchness makes the world a better place. You lend your strength to those who needs must lean. That's a small business person, isn't it?
Hmm.
Yeah. You, child of earth and spring, are slow and sure. Yours are the qualities that best endure.
That sounds like a nice person. Who is that? Who is that guy?
Yeah.
But you know, there's some other people who are really excited. They're actually going around telling people that they were born on the same day as me. Mike Wallace with 60 Minutes. Former Attorney General John Ashcroft, who's been on this show before. And one of my favorite singers, Billy Joel.
Ooh.
He and I actually were born the same day. We are exactly the same age, Billy Joel.
Oh.
He goes around telling people that all the time.
you tell him. He doesn't have to, Jim. You do.
Exactly. Phyllis, thank you for being here. Thank you for those nice words. I appreciate the nice sentiment. Let's talk about some words that are out of it and words that are on top of it.
Oh, right. I think the small business owner has to be very aware of this, because you want to please your customer. And if you're talking with the meat cutter in the in your grocery store, you don't call him the butcher.
Oh, you don't?
No, you don't.
When did that stop? When did that stop being a good idea?
Oh, about 10 years ago.
Okay. who has a butcher anymore, though?
I know. Well, the butcher's the one who cuts up the meat, you know, originally.
Well, and I'm making a joke about that. There are some communities who do have butcher shops, and they're great parts of Americana. But now most people's butcher is in the back of the supermarket, aren't they?
That's exactly right.
And I know a couple of great ones, and they do a good job. And you know, the thing about it is, a lot of people don't realize this, Phyllis. Sorry for getting off this a little bit, but those people are not back there just to cut up meat and put it in a package. If you want something done special, they'll do it for you.
Oh, indeed.
Just like your butcher used to 10, you know, well, actually, I don't think 10 years. I think we got to go back farther than 10 years, Phyllis.
Well, maybe we do.
So anyway, so we don't call them butchers. We call them meat cutters.
We call them meat cutters, right?
All right.
And we used to say cemetery, but we don't go there anymore. It's the Memorial Gardens.
Oh, really? Now, this is starting to sound a little politically correct here, Phyllis.
Well, just a little bit. I'm not terribly
politically
correct.
But certainly not graveyard, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
That's way back, right? Cemetery is better than graveyard, and then Memorial Garden. That's the preferred one these days, huh?
That's the one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And with summer coming on, let's remember that we get into our swimsuit, not our bathing suit.
Ah, now I like that one. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah.
And
some of us might have to get a bigger bathing suit this year, a bigger swimsuit this year. But that's another story, isn't it? Go ahead.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, now you threw me completely off of what I was thinking, because you're so funny sometimes.
Yeah, I probably was the visual of me in my new bathing suit. That's probably what threw you off there, Phyllis.
That's right. And we don't clap, we applaud. And the cleaning won't...
Okay, no clapping, but applauding is okay.
Yeah, and the cleaning woman.
How about give him a hand? Is that still okay?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let's give him a hand. That's still all right. Okay.
Because we haven't worn it out.
Okay.
When we think of out of it words and phrases, aren't you tired of hearing people say, "Well, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to do this"?
Well,
you know, they've worn it out.
I can't use that anymore. I use that all the time.
Well, maybe you'll say you don't have to be a Nobel laureate.
I have a friend who is a rocket scientist. I like to say that in front of him.
Oh, well, then you do that. Yeah. You go right ahead.
All right. What else?
Well, I'm thinking of, in the case of women, and by the way, this doesn't irritate me, but it irritates some people. We don't say maiden name anymore. We say birth name.
Hmm.
How about that?
Well, now, what about the former? See, this is something that kind of bugs me. I mean, my audience knows I'm not all that politically correct, but when they introduce a woman, she's the former so and so and so and so. I think that's a little unfortunate to say it that way, don't you?
I do too. I don't particularly.
I don't care for that. Why is it necessary? I don't know. I guess maybe in some circles, people would like to know who she was when she was growing up. That might connect with them. But the former, it almost sounds like, you know, she's become a different person or something.
Right. Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
I don't know how to solve that. Well, leave it to me to come up with these things, Phyllis.
All right. You're very sensitive. And I think that's the thing.
That's what they call me around here, Phyllis, Mr. Sensitive.
And I'm thinking now of the small business owner. Because
Right. You
get so involved in your own product and you want to talk too much.
Mm-hmm.
And there is something that I have a huge pie that I show when I'm doing a word clinic, and it's the conversational pie. And if there are four people, your share of that pie is only one-fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very easy to take more than your share.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly if you're sold on something that you sell.
You're excited about what you're doing.
Yes, yes. But we have to remember that the biggest part of the listening conversationalist is the listening conversationalist.
And for some of us, we have to have a word with ourselves before we go into those settings, don't we?
Oh, yes. And in fact, you can't, as you know, being a radio host, you can't have too many silences or people will go to another station.
Well, exactly. And also, as I've said on my, the other thing about with regard to a radio show is it's what I call an imprecise activity in a precise environment.
Uh-huh.
And that means that when the music starts, you may not be ready to talk, but you may not be ready to stop talking, but you're about to stop talking. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Phyllis Martin. She's the author of Word Watcher's Handbook, and that's what we're talking about, folks. Words that are out of it. And when we come back, we're going to talk about words that are on top of it. Stay with us.
If you leave me now, you'll take away the very heart.
And then the man steps right up to the microphone.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. There's the Dire Straits. Mark Knopfler on vocals. That's Phyllis Martin on drums in the background there. She's our good friend. She's the author of Word Watcher's Handbook, and I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. I encourage you to go there and subscribe to my free newsletter, and look, don't forget all the other things you can do at our website, including find out more about Phyllis, and you can link to her to her information. You can find her books there, and you can link to where you can buy her books. And Phyllis, where else can they find them?
Oh, the best place is iUniverse.com or Amazon.com or
right.
Barnes & Noble.
Phyllis Martin, just as you think it would be spelled. No, nothing unusual about the way she spells her names. Phyllis, we're talking about words that are out of it and words that are on top of it. Go ahead.
Oh, yes. And I have to quote William Sapphire because I told you he quoted me once in his book, and I was so thrilled, and also in his column. But, for example, he says, if you think of yourself as middle-aged, it is passing you by because you are in midlife. You're
right.
Not in middle age. And
well, is that like 60 is the new 40?
I guess so.
I'm holding on to that, Phyllis. I'm praying that that's true.
Oh, good. Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, I told my children I don't feel older, but I'm having to tell people I'm older.
Well, you don't have to tell them because I tell people you don't ever ask any question that has to do with numbers. You don't ask age. You don't ask In fact, what is it they say about a woman in particular? If you speak of age, be sure it is your own.
Right.
To tell it of another.
And certainly, nothing about the weight, right?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no.
I learned that at a very young age. And I think there was some kind of pain involved, too, in that, Phyllis. I don't remember exactly. What else we got?
Let's see. If you're divorced, he said, this is William Safire I'm quoting now, say that you're newly single.
Newly single. All right.
How about that?
Unencumbered. What's wrong with unencumbered?
No, I like that. That's good.
See, I prefer unencumbered than newly single.
Right.
So anyway, go ahead.
And, of course, they're a coffee pot. We don't talk about that anymore. It's a coffee maker.
Ah. Now, if you get married, does that mean you're cumbered?
You'd better not say that.
I better not say it that way, though, had you. So coffee maker, not a coffee pot.
Right.
Okay.
Right. And it's a bar of soap, not cake of soap.
Cake of... You know...
You don't have car wrecks. You have car accidents.
Oh, I hope you don't have any of those, but it's no car wrecks, huh?
Right.
How about a train wreck? Is it still a train wreck?
I think it is.
I think train wreck is still correct. Okay.
I think so. I haven't searched that. But.
Okay. Go ahead.
And movies or films.
Ah.
And it's
now, this is 21st century language. You're changing the lexicon here, Phyllis.
Well, no, I'm just refining it a little bit because I want the small business owner to seem very sharp to customers.
And on top of it.
Yes, and on top of it, absolutely.
Right.
And if you're talking to a hairstylist, you don't talk about teasing hair. It's back combing.
Oh, so that's what my... Yeah, I get my hair teased every other week, so so I have to now call it back combing. Huh?
And you don't talk about the druggist. This is the pharmacist.
Folks, you can't get this stuff anywhere else. You got to come to the Small Business Advocate Show to get this important stuff.
Oh, okay. That's absolutely true.
The pharmacist. All right, what's the next one?
Let's see. And you don't talk about a picture when, if it's been painted, it is a painting.
A painting.
Picture is something that has been taken of you, for example.
Right.
But
and it's not a picture, folks. It's a picture.
Oh, thank you.
A picture is what the Kool-Aid's in.
Right. Ooh, let's see. And remember the phrase half a dollar? That's way out.
It's half a dollar, huh? How about 8 bits?
Oh, my dad used that one.
Yeah?
It's a joke.
Well,
yeah.
Can we just bring that back around?
Well, let's do.
And, no, 8 bits would be a dollar, wouldn't it? No, it'd be 4 bits. 4 bits would be 50 cents.
Don't get me on math.
I know you're going to get me doing math here, and we don't want to do that. All right, what else?
We don't talk about electric as the electric is off. It's electricity or electric power.
Ah.
And no one is heavy set. We talked about weight before. They may be overweight, but they're not heavy set.
Well, of course, this is one of those things that you're better not to touch at all, right?
You're exactly right on
that. I used to know people who would say that he was fleshy. Have you ever heard that term before?
No, I've
fleshy.
Never heard that one.
Yeah, that's kind of a country term. All right, go ahead.
Let's see. You don't talk about shelves anymore. It's a wall system or a unit.
We have back to the overweight thing. We have a term that we use. We don't say this to people, but we say that if someone is a little bit, portly, we say that they're good eaters.
Oh, I like that. Well, I'm a good eater, but I'm not overweight.
Well, I'm afraid I'm a good eater. But anyway, go ahead. What's the next one?
Well, when you go to a hospital, you don't talk about shots, as in medicine. It's an injection.
Oh, an injection.
Hmm. Yeah. And
but they still hurt,
up,
right?
Yeah, all right.
They still feel the same.
I bring up every time I have a chance because I belong to the Smithsonian Institution, and it is not the Institute, and I would bet that 25% of the people miss that one.
Probably do.
Yeah.
Yep. Phyllis, one more. We got to wrap it up. You got one more?
Okay. We don't talk about squares. We talk about blocks, and we don't talk about a stewardess. It's a flight attendant, for heaven's sake.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one there.
Yes,
and I try to work on that one. Sometimes I forget that one, and I got to think about that today because I got to get on an airplane today.
Oh,
Phyllis,
have a good safe trip and a good birthday.
Thank you, Phyllis. You're the best, Phyllis Martin, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Word Watchers Handbook. You want to make sure you get that book. It'll help you communicate a lot better. iUniverse and at Amazon, Phyllis Martin. She's the best. Quick break. 29 after. I'll be right back with somebody else who's pretty cool, Philippa Gaines.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.